Hello and welcome everyone to a mystical journey to the Sacred Sites Global Summit. We will journey to beautiful sacred sites with healers, shamans, scientists, doctors, wisdom keepers, and coaches to gain wisdom and healing to self, the collective, and our divine Mother Earth. During the course of this event, you will learn that a sacred site is not only an external place or structure, but also our own body. You may have heard of the term, your body is a temple. Therefore, we will also journey inwards to access our internal sacred sites, for example, our sacred heart. You will hear experts talk about their own healing journeys and the work they're doing to raise awareness and consciousness of individuals, the collective, as well as raising the vibration of our great spiritual mother, Gaia, to create more joy, peace, and abundance for all sentient beings on our beautiful and divine planet, our home. I'm your host and the creator of this event, Ami Sohi. And before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jocelyn Starfeather for her tremendous mentorship and guidance during the creation of this summit, without whom I would not be able to present today. I'm also very grateful to all my family and friends for their unconditional love and support throughout my journey. And last but not least, I'm very grateful to all of you for taking the time and having the courage to be here today. So thank you. Without further ado, I'm very excited and thrilled to present Dr. Veselka Nikolova. Dr. Veselka Nikolova is an intuitive and energy healer, teacher, personal development counselor, and founder of Beyond Love. With her ability to tap into the invisible realm, she helps people know who they are at the soul level and empowers them to clear their path, align with their gifts, start living an inspired life, and create an abundant new reality for themselves. Veselka went a long way to close the gap between science and spirit by integrating conventional medical knowledge and intuitive multidimensional healing. After a successful career as a medical doctor, clinical hematologist, with over 35 years of experience in the conventional medical field, Veselka went through a challenging time, a dark night of the soul, which shifted her path. This initiatory time amplified her intuitive and healing abilities, her desire to go beyond the visible into the hidden, forgotten, and powerful aspects of our human being, the human soul, something that she studied and explored over the course of more than 10 years. She took the courage recently to let go of her conventional career and to fully step into her calling, to contribute to creating a new paradigm of healing beyond the symptoms in the physical body by addressing the root cause and the wholeness of the human multidimensional being. Today, Veselka is supporting everyone who is ready for a big shift in their life to find out and align with their inherent unique gifts, to embody and put their unique talents into action, and powerfully create meaningful and abundant lives. Veselka feels that we are all called to choose differently now, to allow the soul to guide us, to start living in oneness with the earth and the cosmos, if we want to see a new reality emerging in our lifetimes, if we want to leave a legacy for the next generations. You can learn more about Dr. Veselka's work at her website, beyondlove.space. And Veselka's topic for today is DNA, the sacred site within you, a doctor's scientific and metaphysical perspectives on DNA. Welcome, 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 Veselka. It's a pleasure and honor to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Ami. Thank you for having me. I love your amazing topic, and I'm really grateful to be part of your summit. Thank you.
You're
Thank you for the
welcome.
work you do. It is just amazing.
Thank you, Veselka. And again, it's an honor to have you here with us today. And for the audience information, As we mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, Veselka is a medical doctor, having worked in the scientific field for more than 35 years. She will be adding energy-based and consciousness-based component to the knowledge about DNA. So an amazing topic, Veselka. We're just so excited to have you here with us today. So to kick off the conversation, I'd like to ask you, what does science tell us about DNA and why is it important?
Yes, that is a great place to start, Tami. Just to bear in mind that the most important part of this conversation is going to be about the unknown, the invisible, mystical, quantum, multidimensional part of DNA. It's going to be about the truth of who we really are. But before we come to that part of the conversation, it makes sense to start with some scientific knowledge, some scientific facts about DNA. So I am going to share some slides here. So I hope you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
So the importance of DNA is in the fact that it is our life engine. In essence, it consists of information and instructions needed for a person to develop, to survive, and to reproduce. Our DNA carries in the genes the codes for protein synthesis, and proteins are essential for life. Some of them form our cellular structures. Other proteins, such as enzymes, hormones, antibodies, neurotransmitters, etc., are responsible for all the functions in our cells. But nothing of this happens without DNA. And this is the reason for the extensive interest in studying DNA. The biggest research was the well-known Human Genome Project, which had the aim to decode the information in the genes. So the scientists involved in this Human Genome Project did fulfill this aim. So they decoded the information in the genes. However, they were truly surprised by what they found, because what they found was really that only about 2% of the whole DNA was made up of genes. Only 2% was the part of DNA encoding proteins. They didn't expect that. The rest, 98% of DNA located between the genes, did not encode proteins. And the purpose of this part was not completely clear. And that's why the scientists labeled it in the past as junk DNA. But if you think, evolution never supports something that is not necessary for the survival of species, which means that if the 98% was real junk, the evolutionary process would have already discarded it. If it was junk, we can ask, why didn't evolution eliminate it? So we have to acknowledge that in more recent years, there has been a progress in the scientific view about this part of DNA. And scientists found that at least some of this part takes part in the regulation of genes activity, which means that this part of DNA partially is responsible for turning the genes off when necessary and on when they need to be activated. In addition to that, they has just started to realize, maybe I have to say, they started to suspect that the 98% of non-coding DNA actually might hold a lot of hidden information and might also have a different, more subtle way of passing this information along. So this is briefly what science can tell us about DNA. I'd like to add here something that I think is very important for each one of us to know. When we talk about genes and our health, 99% of people are born with healthy DNA, with perfectly healthy body. So our DNA, this healthy life engine, ensures that all cells are synchronized. All cells work in harmony to provide all the functions necessary for a human being to survive. And this is the normal state of our cells. Through their function to sustain life, but also to ensure our well-being while we are alive. And even more, we are programmed to live a long life because our cells have mechanisms for DNA repair and regeneration. This means that we are programmed to live a happy, healthy, and long life. And it is important to start supporting these programs in us by having trust in them and by creating a new life-affirming belief that we are programmed to live a happy, healthy, and long life.
Wow, very interesting, Basalka. I mean, if we are really, truly, programmed to live this happy, healthy, long life, then why is there so much, sickness and suffering in the world today?
This is such a great question, Ami. So we have to accept that science currently can't give us the true answer of this question. And I may not be able to give a full answer either, but let me start with where the root cause of so much sickness in the world is not. So I'm going to put this slide on, which will illustrate some of what I am intending to talk about. So scientists think that the cause of any disease is in the genes, including cancer. And for illustration and simplicity, I will just focus on cancer. They think that pathological changes in the normal genes, called mutations, are the real cause of cancer. And I will give you two logical explanations why the root cause is not in the genes. The first one is that you may have heard about the genes BRCA1 and BRCA2, which means breast cancer 1 and breast cancer 2 genes, which women inherit from parents and carry these genes in from birth. So scientists report that these women have a high risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer. However, in reality, only half of them develop breast cancer in their lifetime, and the other half don't. The other half don't. So if these genes were the cause, 100% of these women would have developed cancer at some point in their life, not only half of them. This means that these genes are not the cause. And here is my second logical evidence why the genes are not the cause of cancer. The vast majority of people diagnosed with any type of cancer don't have inherited cancer genes like BRCA1, BRCA2, but they develop in their cancer cells other type of mutations at some point in their lifetime. And because scientists keep thinking that these mutations are the cause of their disease, they develop the principle of so-called targeted therapy. They develop drugs that target the mutated genes in the cancer cells in order to shut down the growth of these cells. And let's see the outcome of such therapy as it has been reported in the scientific literature. First, a very small proportion of the treated patients may have the cancer eradicated. It is really possible. But the majority of the treated patients initially respond well to the treatment. And the measures of the treatment response are, let's say, they have their symptoms reduced. They have a period free of disease, but eventually, at some point, sooner or later, the cancer comes back. And we should ask why that happens. Because when the cells are under attack, they have been targeted, they develop drug resistance. I'm talking about cancer cells because they are very precisely, specifically targeted with the gene mutations inside them. So they develop drug resistance and they escape the therapy. And the next step for this group of patients is for scientists to try to find another mutation to target in their cancer cells. And this is an endless process. So if you apply logic here, if the cause was in the genes, a targeted drug would be 100% effective when it's applied because it is targeting the gene, which is believed to be the cause of the disease. The reality is that what happens at the level of genes is not the root cause of cancer. It is just a consequence. And the conventional medicine approach is literally treating the effect, treating the consequence. And we can witness that by doing that, cancer, by science, having this approach, conventional medicine, having this approach of treatment, cancer doesn't show any tendency to be cured. Cancer has actually become an epidemic, regardless of applying such sophisticated treatments. And if you go to the WHO website, the official WHO website, under cancer chapter, it is written, the first statement, it is written, cancer is a leading cause of death worldwide. And they even specify nearly one in six deaths is due to cancer. Why is that happening when we have this sophisticated therapy? And if you look at the slide with the iceberg at the moment, if we imagine cancer as an iceberg, what current treatments do is to address this upper, the visible part of the iceberg. And these are the gene mutations. So some scientists nowadays began to realize that the cause is not in the genome. And there is something beyond genetics that causes cancer and also influences treatment outcomes. And although there is no scientific proof available yet, the root cause logically it just lies in the invisible, in the underwater part, in the non-encoding, the quantum part of our DNA. And I would state it in this way. The root cause lies in the lost connection with who we truly are. It lies in the fact that we have forgotten that we are powerful divine beings. We have forgotten that we are one with the whole creation. And as a result, we have separated ourselves from the whole. We have separated ourselves from the life force energy. And we have almost unplugged ourselves from the infinite power source. And although there isn't any scientific proof yet to confirm what I believe in, you can feel if that resonates with you. And your cells are going to tell you if this is the truth, not your mind. So after all I have just said, I want to specifically address people who are experiencing cancer. The views I'm sharing is not a suggestion for them to stop the treatment. This is not the case. Everyone should apply common sense and free will, what they would like to do with their health. And I have to say, this type of treatments that I have just discussed has its place. But sharing my views here is rather an encouragement to those people who are experiencing cancer and are willing to look under the water in the invisible part of DNA to go ahead and find the answers and the solutions there. Because the root cause lies within this hidden part. And it will be different for each person. So it's a personal journey of discovery, personal journey of healing. And it's a personal way of integrating probably the conventional with the so-called nowadays alternative approaches for healing. But this is the future. So I want to say that in general, cancer doesn't come to kill. It comes as an invitation to go deeper and look inside and question, how did I create this experience? Where is the misalignment in my life? How did I not follow my soul? And just want to add something positive here. You should know that we are creators. We are creating 24/7. And if we don't like something that we have created, it is in our power to undo it. Know that we are our own healers. So I hope that this pretty much answered the question.
Yeah, thank you very much for that powerful and deep share. That's, yeah, I mean, like what you said, when we disalign ourselves from the source, you know, as you mentioned, we need to be plugged in to the source. It seems when we're unplugged, then all this sickness and suffering comes into our lives. Makes sense, and such deep and powerful share there. Thank you so much for self-care. I know you have more to share about the invisible and the multidimensional part of the DNA. So, Vaselka, what is it that is hidden there?
Yes, Ami. So I myself have always wanted to know more about DNA. And I have heard about this 12 strands of DNA, 12 layers, 12 layers of DNA. But I never knew what it meant. And I wanted to know more about DNA from a metaphysical perspective, but not reading about it. I wanted to experience it, because experience is different on a different level than when you absorb and understand something through your mind. So I'm going to read two messages that I have received. And the first one is through connecting with Arcturian star beings, and the second one with my yoga teacher and guru, Swami Satyananda Sarasvati. And let me just introduce the Arcturians first, so that you know who they are and how they appeared in my life. So, back in 2018, I attended a family constellation workshop, and during a visualization guiding us to meet our ancestors and see if someone is going to stand out and give us a message, a man appeared in front of me. So he was all white, with a skull of an intellectual, powerful blue eyes, very long and very narrow triangular beard, which was a bit odd. And but I thought, because family constellations is all about working with our ancestral lineage, so I thought that he was a very, very old ancestor of mine, somewhere very far back in the ancestral line. However, the next day, in another guided visualization, five of them appeared looking exactly the same, and telepathically revealed to me that they were Arcturian star beings. Very emotional connection happened at this point, and this is how it all started. So this image that I'm sharing now illustrates part of their message, and here is the message. The most sacred gift in you is free will, and especially cultivating the highest expression of free will through the lens of the heart, where there are no limiting conditions. The rules of the heart have no exclusion. They are all embracing. As the heart sees from above, from beyond the ego's eyes can see, the heart has a panoramic view of the whole picture. The heart embraces all that is, and your ability to apply will from this viewpoint is encoded in your DNA. So they are talking to all humans that are receiving this message by saying you and your. So your DNA is a pool of spiritual codes, pristine, impeccable, divine codes that if activated can only expand you, can only enlighten you. One group of codes come from the earth. She's your mother, your bones, your flesh come from her. You are so connected with her, but you have forgotten that. Human beings have been abusing her. Would you consciously abuse your human mother that gave you birth? With rare exceptions, you wouldn't. Why would you abuse your mother earth then? Because you weren't taught to see her this way. The earth is your mother, your cradle, your blanket, your hug in bad days, your teacher, your divine teacher. The earth, with her zillions of years of life, has a lot to teach you about the voice of the rocks and crystals in her body, all of them keeping the memory of creation, all of them having so much to tell you about the process of evolution and the patience and perseverance you have to let it unfold. So much to tell you about the connection happening during the process of growth and evolution, the connection with cosmic rays and cosmic information. Because the evolution of the Earth is not an isolated process. It is a process taken care of with great love by the whole cosmos. The Earth has a lot to teach you about the voice of the Earth waters, the underground and overground rivers, the lakes, the seas, and the oceans, the journey of the waters through the body of the planet, but also the journey of the waters through the entire cosmos, evaporated into clouds, received back as rain and snow, and infused during this process with cosmic light, which you can sometimes see as rainbows. But here's the same process going on, infusing the evaporations with invisible and truly powerful cosmic rays, which brings so much rich information to you. The earth has a lot to teach you about the voice of the on-land animals, flying inhabitants, the water creatures, the underground inhabitants, all of them having a lesson to teach you with the unique spirit each one has. The earth has a lot to teach you about the voice of the plants, all plants on the land, in the oceans and lakes, and the stories of wisdom that they carry in their memory. The earth has a lot to teach you about the voice of your earthly ancestors, who gave you the wounds to heal, but also passed on to you their gifts of bravery, of heroism, of healing, of truth-telling, of love and connection, of love, life wisdom. The earth has a lot to teach you about the voice of the cosmic ancestors visiting the earth and helping you with love to be one with all creation, one with the great central sun, the divine source, teaching you that you are inseparable from this source. Another group of DNA codes are the codes of your soul, the codes of your essence, of your divinity, of your uniqueness as an undetachable piece of the whole creation, which will not be the same without you. Here are the codes of your fullest potential. A third group of DNA codes come from your personal story, from the story of your soul. All your past experiences, all the incarnations of your soul, all memories of times of struggle, but also times of your victorious connection with the soul, all recorded as your Akashic record, an immense source of empowerment for you to explore. Next come the codes of your biggest gift, the free will to express yourself on earth as you wish, given to you with unconditional love. Here is when your struggle begins, because you apply your free will, but you have forgotten who you are. These are the codes of your grandness as creators. All of you carry the potential to connect with the galactic center, with the zero point, where in pure stillness, in pure silence, you connect with the reality that you want to create for yourself. Once connected with these codes, you understand that each one of you is a shaman of their own life. You become your own shaman. The shaman is your own DNA, the multidimensional part of DNA that has all instructions how to align your body, your mind, your life, to the life source, to the template of all life. Because only in alignment with this divine template of all creation, you can exist in perfect health. Should you choose to live as part of the creation and not away from it. Not aligned literally means unplugged from the life source. You know what happens when an appliance is not plugged into the mains. You just can't work. It just can't work. Humans are not exactly like that. They never get fully unplugged, but the connection is so minuscule that it is not enough to give you the empowered state of being that you're designed to be in, that you are capable of being. And without having enough source supplies, body and mind get sick. The sickness of humanity is living unplugged from the life source. Your DNA, though, has never lost the codes of connection. What happened was that these codes were deactivated by the lack of instructions from your highest level of consciousness. The codes of your grandness as creators are waiting for you, for the instructions of your higher conscious being to be activated. Once activated, you become responsible for your actions, your thoughts, your words, because these are the tools that define your energy, because these are your tools to manifest your reality. The reality of sickness or health, the reality of misery or happiness, the reality of lack or abundance. When your thoughts, words, and actions come from the abundance and limitlessness of your soul, then the level of your existence will be limitless abundance too, by default. We will leave you with that. Feel now how rich you are, having all these codes, all this information available to you to help you navigate your life in the direction you wish. Are you ready to navigate your life consciously? So this is the first message, and I think it was more than clear. And I will move on to right on to the second message, which I received by connecting with the spirit of Paramahamsa Satyananda Sarasvati. He has had a tremendous transformative influence in my life with his teachings and his live energy transmissions. So here is his message. Your DNA is plugged into the source energy, and it is an unremovable part of it. It is not even like a plug and a socket. It is like an uninterrupted network of your DNA and the source energy net, which in essence is the same. Your DNA is an extension of source energy, an undetachable part of the existence. It is not anything separate. It is just part of the universal wide web of consciousness. The universal web of consciousness is unchangeable in a sense that you can't change the essence of it, which is pure, blissful harmony and love flowing through the entire net. At the same time, it is changeable in a way of whether this harmony and love will be utilized by humans or not, because humans have free will to decide. There is no control who is utilizing the harmony and love and who is not. There is only a complete and utter acceptance of each person's free will. So your DNA is in essence a part of this net of blissful harmony and love by design. You may ask, why will a human decide not to utilize harmony and love in their life? This is because you have an aspect of your DNA that is specific and unique to each of you. And this aspect of your DNA sends different information to each of you. This is your Akash. Your personal Akash is the etheric, energetic imprint of all your actions that you have ever taken and your experiences of these actions. You are the one to take the action, and you are the one to experience the consequences of these actions and how they are influencing you. And it is interesting because you kind of dissociate these two. You take the action, but when you don't like what you experience after that, you don't see that you have created it. All these experiences are talking to you now and want to be relived. Why? Because something went out of track in the past, out of harmony, and is seeking balance. And until the balance is set, your Akash will speak to you, will prompt you and push you to take care of rectifying these past experiences. And you will repeat all these experiences until you take a different action, the right action. The only correct action is the one that brings balance, harmony, and love. And it comes from your true essence, which is the balance, harmony, love part inside you. This is the part that you must sit and listen to in order to correct the experiences from your Akash that are imbalanced. Learn to sit in the middle of your DNA and listen and ask, and listen and ask and listen. This is the portal to your multidimensional being. You call it higher self, spirit, Holy Spirit, etc. This is your part of the universal web of consciousness. What is this part telling you? Practice. See you in the middle of the DNA spiral and see you as part of the web. When you sit in the middle, you are connecting your DNA to the web. Otherwise, DNA is out of balance with the web due to all experiences in your Akash. When you sit there, which is by choice, you are creating a little shift in the distortion that your DNA has undergone. And this is a correcting, rectifying shift balancing shift, which opens the full flow of life force energy or consciousness into your system, into your body. But you initiated the shift with you sitting in the middle of your DNA spiral. So your DNA is your vehicle to the infinite source energy, but only if you give the signal to initiate it. Otherwise, it will stay distorted, and this causes disease. Your understanding of how it works is the pinnacle, the culmination of your healing and happiness. This is all you want and pursue in life. Once you understand, the next step is to get into a habit to sit inside your DNA as often as possible and rectify the distortions in your DNA connection to the universal web. Once you learn to sit in your DNA, you start activating it. And what you activate is the creator in you, the creator of your life. When you sit in the energy of your higher self, you are sitting in the universal web of consciousness, and your higher self cooperates with the web. And from the field of balance and harmony and love, you draw and create the same in your life. You become a living part of it. This means you're becoming your creator, realizing God in you. Your only part in it is to consciously connect with your DNA and instruct it to align with the web. You don't even instruct it. Just the mere connection with your DNA is a signal that is your will to bring alignment, balance, harmony, love, peace. If you do that, you become your healer. You become a conscious master of your life. And you have the access to it. You have the key to it. You have all of that right now. So this was the second message, and I will stop sharing my screen.
Wow, such beautiful, beautiful messages. So much healing in there. I could actually personally also feel healing in my body. I've had this cruciating pain in my right foot, you know, for several weeks now. And yeah, as you were speaking those messages, those powerful healing messages, my goodness, yeah, that's getting aligned again, you know, with the source, sitting in our DNA and accessing the universal web, the God essence within us. Yeah, it's just so powerful, Vaselka. Thank you so much for sharing that. So much healing in that.
There is, I think, they're healing us all the time. We are surrounded by benevolent beings which are healing us because we are just energetically part of it. And if we allow and open ourselves for the healing we are constantly receiving, we get it. Yeah. And yes, I like the practical tools that were given in these two messages. It is simple and everyone can do it.
Definitely. Wow. And those, the pictures were beautiful, just amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for that wisdom. So much power, just so much power, I'm sure. Well, everybody listening, you know, watching this is benefiting tremendously. Yeah, so Vaselka, I know you have a free gift for everyone. Can you please say a few words about your free gift?
So this is a light language transmission about it's called DNA alignment with the creator inside you. Awaken the frequency of harmony and love. And as you can hear from the title, I just thought it would be a good idea to align my gift with the messages that were given to me. And this is a light language activation of the portal that connects our biology with the quantum, the creator part in our DNA, so that we align our DNA with the codes of creation itself. And as a result, our creations in life become aligned with the universal law, which is the frequency of harmony. So this is the light language transmission free gift. And I decided that I would have one more special offer because, as the Arcturian said, you live and apply your free will, but you have forgotten who you are. And by applying our free will from the part that is not who we truly are, we create our lack instead of creating abundance. So it is in my heart to bring to as many people as possible this knowledge of who they are at soul level. And that's why for the audience of your summit, Ami, I want to offer one-on-one Akashic Records readings about two different sessions about it's called Your Divine Soul Blueprint, which is who are basically telling who you are at soul level. And the second is soul realignment, which is energetic clearing of existing blocks, revealing in the Akashic Records and clearing of existing blocks. And all and these two sessions come with a 33% discount. So if a code is needed, this code will be stated, probably Sacred Sites 33. And everyone can check for a more detailed description on my website. So that
Yes,
is for me.
thank you. And for everyone's information, the free gifts are available beneath this this interview. And please do click on the links and access, claim your free gifts with Vasilka. Yeah, what she offers is absolutely amazing. I've had this Akashic record, the light code readings, and the healing from her is just amazing, amazing what she does. So thank you for all that you offer and what you the services that you provide to everyone, to humanity. Really grateful for everything that you're doing, Vasilka.
You're welcome. And I'm happy to do that. It's in my heart. So
Oh,
thank
beautiful.
you, Ami, for the wonderful work that you're doing.
That's a great pleasure and honor for me as well to be part of all of this journey with everyone. So thank you everybody for joining us and yeah, just sit in your DNA, activate, you know, who you truly are, the harmony, love, and balance within you. For the abundance, for the healing that you truly deserve, because that's who you truly are. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you a beautiful day. Goodbye.